USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's longtime advisor, Roger Stone, was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress, making him the latest member of President Trump's inner circle to be convicted on federal charges. The trial lasted just over a week in Washington, D.C., and Stone was found guilty on 5 felony counts. The second day of the impeachment probe against President Trump is underway, much to the dismay of Republican Devin Nunes of California.
Democrats have been vowing to oust President Trump since the day he was elected. So Americans can rightly suspect that his phone call with President Zelensky was used as an excuse for the Democrats to fulfill their Watergate fantasies.
A new poll out by the American Physiological Association found that 71% of adults are stressed by mass shootings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One of the members of the so-called squad is possibly in some hot water. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
An ethics investigation of Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is revealing a number of requests for money from her campaign last year. The first-term Democrat making a number of urgent requests for funds from her campaign funds to pay her living expenses. A referral from the Office of Congressional Ethics includes scans of checks totaling thousands of dollars.
As we hear more and more talk regarding 5G, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross tells Fox Business that safety concerns are out there regarding 5G and the security threat is real for the entire nation.
5G is going to be running everything. It's the Internet of Things. If somebody can do evil in the context of 5G, they can do real evil to the whole country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Donald Trump Jr.'s Triggered is number one on the New York Times bestsellers list. Although some are crying foul and saying bulk purchases are what raised the book to number one, a dagger symbol does appear next to the listing, and that indicates that some sales were bulk purchases. Donald Trump Jr. reacting to folks on the left saying the book should not be number one.
Well, you know, listen, I think they do that to a lot of conservative books. I noticed even Brian, congratulations. I think you sold a few thousand more than the number two book, but they gave you the number three slot. So they do that oftentimes. So I sold approximately 70,000 books. Number two on the list sold 30,000. They're saying that because the RNC did a promo where they literally marked up my book, sold 10,000 copies at a markup, so for a profit, right, for more than you could get it in a bookstore. They said, well, that's a bulk sale and doesn't count. So I said, fine, take those 10,000 out of my number. Congratulations. I still sold two times number two, but these are the sort of games. They must have been in major tears having to give me the number one slot in that one. It must have drove them crazy. So I guess that's the way of exerting a little bit of revenge by putting an asterisk without getting into the details.
And finally, the agent for Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph isn't ruling out any legal options in the aftermath after the late game melee Thursday night. Rudolph was struck in the head with his own helmet by Cleveland's Myles Garrett after the Browns' defensive end ripped it off in the final seconds of the Steelers' 21-7 loss. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.